Camel 2, session number 4, talking about the Son of God. So you will come back this week at our meeting here, and you'll give an answer to how you went out and what results did you see from last week when you went out and asked a Muslim about the death of Jesus. After you finish the reports from everybody, now it's time to teach a new lesson on this Son of God. You're going to ask a Muslim this next week when you go out, you're going to ask him this question: why does your imam not like Isa to be called Son of God? Now, I cannot say this for certain, but it is my idea that a fourth of all Muslims around the world who are in the grave are never, they went to the grave and they're going to hell because of this one issue here about Son of God. They could not get over it. So let's help them and let's talk about this. You've asked the question, why does your imam not like Isa to be called Son of God? And you're going to let them talk. After they finish, you now are going to use an example. Of course, you need to know, when you say Son of God, when here's what a Muslim understands about Son of God. In their mind, they're picturing God stepping out of heaven, becoming a man, and he sees this pretty young girl, single, unmarried, and he takes her and he has relations with her, and there is a baby that is birthed out of that. And that is bad, that is terrible to assign that to God, and so that is blasphemy. And of course, that is not what we're saying when we say Son of God. So we want to help them now. Let's use an example. Tell them that there is some Christians around this world who believe that you Muslims, when you say Allah, you actually are saying you believe in the moon god. Now, where does that come from? That comes from, number one, an old tradition that is very unsupported. But it's a tradition that's out there. If you lined up 200 books, missionary books, on about Muslims, you'll find only 5 that give credit to that story where Muhammad goes through Mecca and he chops down all of the idols except for one. It's the idol to the moon god, and that's what they're going to call God, Allah. This he's the moon god. The other reason that they have a misunderstanding about this, these Christians have this misunderstanding, is they look on top of every mosque and they will see a moon up there. See, you guys worship the moon god. So you're going to tell your Muslim friend, you're going to say to him, now, that is a misunderstanding. If I were to go to any Muslim in this world, anywhere, and ask them, do you worship the moon god? You will not get a single Muslim in this world who will say, yes, I worship the moon god. In the same way, if you were to go to any Christian in this world, even a Catholic, if you were to go to them and say, do you believe that God stepped out of heaven, became a man, saw this pretty young single girl, took her, had relations, and that's how Isa was born? If you ask any Christian if that's what they understand is truth, you will not find any of them saying, agreeing with that. They say, no, we don't believe that. That is a misunderstanding. So in the same way about the moon god misunderstanding, we can see here that Son of God is a misunderstanding by Muslims. Son of God is actually a description. Some say it's like a title that is assigned to Jesus, to Isa. So now I'm going to take the opportunity with my Muslim friend. We've just gone through this misunderstanding illustration there. And I'm going to say to him, you tell me, what am I supposed to do with Son of God? Here I am, I'm using it a lot, and I'm seeing it all over. the Injil. And so the places that I see Son of God, you're just going to launch into this. You're going to say, I hear Son of God from above. There's a story in the first part of Matthew where Isa has come and he is being baptized. And after his baptism, it's like the heavens open up and this voice, there were many, many people that are listening to this. And the voice says, and it's obviously God, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. But he says, this is my son. God is saying, this is my son. So you tell me, what am I supposed to do if God is calling Isa his son? Well, I also hear Son of God from below. And so there's a story in this book called Mark in the Injil, and it's a story of where Isa, when he would come up to certain people, like he did in this story here, he comes up to this man, and this man just starts going crazy because he has demons inside of him. And the demons say, through the man's mouth, they say, Jesus, Son of God, have nothing to do with us. Now the demons, they're afraid of Isa. And that's why they said it. That they said it in a respectful way. They said, we're afraid of you. But they call him Son of God. Not in a bad way. They're doing that Son of God in a high respectful way. So I hear Son of God from above. I'm hearing Son of God from below. I hear Son of God from those who are outside of the followers of Isa. In this book called Mark, there's this story of when Isa has died on the cross, and there's a guard, a Roman guard, who is responsible. He is one of those who just killed Isa. And as he looks up at the cross and he sees Isa on there, something happens inside of him, and he says, surely this was the Son of God. So there are people even outside of the followers of Isa who understand and call him Son of God. But from within also comes Son of God. In one book inside the Injil, it says, is from John, and it's Isa. He's talking himself. He's saying, for God so loved the world that he gave Isa, his son, and whoever believes in him will not die, meaning die forever in hell, but will have everlasting life. And just a few verses later, Isa says, he who has the Son, he's referring to himself as the Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son or understands or believes in the Son does not have life. So even Isa himself is referring to himself as the Son of God. So you tell me, what am I supposed to do with Son of God? You wait for a response. If the Muslim says, oh, I understand Son of God now. Okay, it's a misunderstanding. This is a very rare thing, and your mind should tell you, hey, this guy is open. It's not normal for a Muslim to say and embrace and believe Son of God, that title. If you have that experience, immediately you go to session 1 and share the Qurbani plan of salvation with Romans 6:23 attached to it.